Secret Practices to Develop the Message Center. Here are two practices to develop your message center. I suggest that you first listen as I describe each of the two practices, then pause the program and try the exercise for yourself before continuing with the audio program. You can do the first one either sitting or standing, although my description is for sitting. First, body power. Put your left hand over your message center. Put your right hand in the prayer position with the fingers pointing upward. Sit in a full lotus or half lotus position, or simply cross your legs. If you are sitting on a chair, keep your back away from the chair. Put the tip of your tongue near the roof of your mouth. Next, mind power. Picture your message center full of golden light. The light pours in from all directions. If the light changes color, that is fine. It might become rainbow, purple, or crystal light. Now, soul power. Say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my message center, I love you. You have the power to open fully. Do a good job. Receive the messages from the divine, the highest saints, and all universes. Thank you. Visualize your message center as being full of light, radiating light. Now imagine your message center gradually expanding. Your message center is as large as your room. Expanding. Your message center is as large as your home. Every part of your message center is vibrating and radiating, expanding. Your message center continues to expand to the size of your neighborhood, your town, your state or province, your country. Now your message center is as large as Mother Earth. Expanding, vibrating. It's as large as the solar system, the galaxy, the entire universe, radiating. Chant San San Jolio Baya Wu or your soul language throughout. After a minute or two, visualize your message center gradually returning in size from the universe to the galaxy to the solar system to Mother Earth to your country, your state or province, your town, your home, and back to your chest. Close the practice by focusing on your lower dantian. Keep your focus there for at least 3 minutes. This is a very important step so that you will be grounded. If you skip this step, you may feel unbalanced, even unwell, because you will not be fully grounded and centered. Close. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do this practice at least once a day. It takes only 3 to 5 minutes. It is not necessary to spend a long time at each stop along the way, although you may enjoy doing that. As you are returning from the universe, Visualize your soul and your message center receiving blessings at each stop along the way. This practice will help you gather blessings and light from the universe, the stars, the planets, this solar system, and other solar systems. This is a very powerful and profound practice. It will help you open your message center more fully. Nothing is guaranteed, however, so have no expectation that you will have a fully open message center in a few days. Just continue to do this practice daily, and it will assist you. Here is a second practice for opening the message center. It too can be done sitting or standing. I will describe it for a sitting position. First, body power. Sit in a full lotus or half lotus position, or with simply crossed legs, or sit on a chair with your back away from the chair. Put the tip of your tongue near the roof of your mouth. Put one hand, the near hand, 4 to 7 inches from your message center. Put the other hand, the far hand, 15 to 20 inches from your message center. Both palms should face your message center. This is an application of one hand near, one hand far, body power technique. Next, mind power. Visualize golden light coming into your message center from all directions. You can also visualize white, rainbow, purple, or crystal light. Now, sound power. Use the mantra San San Jolyo Baya Wu. You can also use the mantra God's Light. You can use your request as a mantra. Open more fully. Open more fully. Open more fully. Open more fully. If you are using your request as a mantra, be the commander. Tell your message center to open fully. Do this with respect and love as you say hello. Now, soul power. Say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my message center, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to open fully. Do a good job. Thank you. When you say hello, you are expressing both your love and your gratitude. It is quite all right to be the commander because the command flows from your love and gratitude. You need to be the commander, or the soul of your message center will not pay attention to you. If you are uncertain or unclear, if you do not really believe improvement is possible, your message center will know, and it will not listen very carefully. In some cases, your message center might not want to respond at this particular moment. That is why you need to be the commander. If you are not certain, your message center will not be certain either. Being the commander accelerates the process of developing and opening your message center. It accelerates the improvement of your soul language translation. These practices are very simple and very helpful. In the first practice, I taught you to close by focusing on your lower dantian. End the second practice in the same way. Always be sure to bring your energy to the lower dantian at the end of any practice you do for your message center or third eye. It does not matter who taught you the practice. Bringing the energy to your lower dantian is essential. It will keep you grounded and centered. It will strengthen your lower dantian and your being. These two practices, in addition to recording your soul language for subsequent translation, will assist you greatly. Like everything else, these practices also have souls. Their desire is to serve. When you use these practices, they are pleased. They are eager to assist you. They are eager to assist any person who wants to develop the ability to use and translate soul language. All you need to do is ask for their assistance and they will give it. You will be kept grounded and centered. You will also be given a continual supply of energy and light for your lower dantian, so your physical stamina, energy, and vitality will increase. The more fully you open your message center, the more accurate your soul language translations are. Accuracy is, of course, very important. It assists you greatly in your soul journey. Having a more fully open message center also connects you to messages of higher frequency, a very pure communication. Applications of soul language. Let me give you more examples of the applications of soul language. You can use soul language for every aspect of your life. Soul language can help you identify and understand health issues. Through soul language, you can ask for the root cause of a particular issue, such as a chronically sore shoulder. When you receive the translation, the response may indicate a need for forgiveness. Continue to ask, whom should I forgive? Whom should I ask to forgive me? It is very important to act upon the information you receive. If your chronically sore shoulder is due to the need for forgiveness, you can do the Universal Meditation for Forgiveness, which you can learn from my book, Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine. The need for forgiveness is the root cause of many illnesses. If you are holding on to hurts, the vibration of the cells is slowed. The frequency and vibration associated with that part of your body affect your physical health. Contraction and tightness are connected with hurt. Think of times when people have said things that hurt your feelings. Very often, there is an experience of tightness around your heart, or in your stomach, or in your neck or shoulders. If that experience is not released, it can become chronic and a health issue. When you offer or receive forgiveness, the experience of tightness is transformed. The area can relax. The light can flow. The energy can flow. And so the area begins to return to good health. What is true for a sore shoulder is also true for serious illnesses. This teaching is precious wisdom. Follow this teaching, and there will be transformation on every level of your being. As I have said before, forgiveness brings peace. When you offer or receive forgiveness, you benefit on every level, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Your health begins to improve. The emotion that is connected with the hurt you experienced is released. Your mindsets, attitudes, and beliefs connected with that hurt are released. When people experience hurt, they often become very guarded and self-protective out of a desire to avoid repeating the experience. Being guarded and self-protective makes it impossible to offer unconditional universal love. When you give or receive forgiveness and release everything associated with your experience of hurt, you are allowing every aspect of your life to become more relaxed and more unconditional. This is a great treasure. You are removing obstacles that blocked the light in your soul journey. Your soul standing increases. You have a greater connection to divine light. You become a greater presence of divine light. All of these benefits come from offering and receiving forgiveness. It is not your forgiveness that you offer or receive. It is divine forgiveness. Some people have great difficulty offering and receiving forgiveness because they think it must come from them. Realizing that this forgiveness is a gift from the divine is completely different. You become an unconditional universal servant in a very special way, through the honor and privilege of extending divine forgiveness to others. You are acting for the divine. You are expressing one of the cherished qualities of the divine. You are manifesting a characteristic that the divine wants present on Mother Earth and which is currently missing in almost every situation. There is such a need to have divine forgiveness offered to others. Being the bringer of this quality is powerfully transforming. It transforms you, and the transformation extends far beyond you to all humanity, Mother Earth, and beyond. Every time you offer and receive forgiveness, you are removing obstacles to the presence of divine light. You are participating in the transformation of humanity and Mother Earth. It is truly an honor and a privilege to realize that you have this opportunity. Many people desire to bring peace to Mother Earth, to heal Mother Earth, to help others who are experiencing difficulties in their lives. All of this is possible when you offer and receive divine forgiveness. This gives you an idea of how powerful it is to offer and receive unconditional universal forgiveness. All that I have said about offering forgiveness is true when you receive forgiveness. Amazingly enough, some people find it more difficult to receive forgiveness. Their egos have many attachments. These attachments make it difficult for them to say, I made a mistake and I do need to be forgiven. This is difficult to understand. Forgiveness is an extraordinary treasure offered by the divine. Why resist receiving this treasure? If someone came to you and offered you $1 million or even $100, I think you would say, thank you, I am happy to receive this. In the physical world, money is the measure of value. In the soul world, forgiveness has much more value than money has on earth. There is huge virtue attached to receiving forgiveness. You are literally being offered a treasure. The only response that is appropriate is thank you. However, if your ego has a hard time admitting your mistakes, this is also a treasure. Use soul language to ask your ego what it needs to do in order to be grateful for forgiveness. Ask what your ego needs to transform. What mindsets or attitudes does it need to release? What attachments does it need to release? The soul world will be delighted to hear these questions from you. The answers you receive will be very clear, very direct, and of high quality. The soul world wants you to progress on your soul journey. It wants you to live all the universal qualities. It wants you to accept the amazing divine generosity shown to us through unconditional forgiveness. If you continue to have difficulty accepting forgiveness, you are slowing down your soul journey. Some people refuse to accept forgiveness because they refuse to admit they are wrong. This is a pity. It is as though they are turning their backs to the divine. How can you continue on, much less accelerate your soul journey, if you turn your back to the divine? This is very serious. The soul journey is a serious journey. Now, I do not want you to panic if you remember events in your life where it was difficult for you to accept forgiveness. Do not worry. That was the past. Ask the soul world and the divine to forgive you. Say you are sorry and continue on a new and different path. Take this wisdom and these teachings and put them into practice. Dwelling on what you did before is another mistake. It does not help you to move forward. It is actually an attachment. Release the attachment and move forward. The suggestions I have given are ones that you can apply to other situations. Another suggestion I would make about receiving forgiveness is to speak directly to the soul of the situation. Use soul language to ask the situation why it is difficult for you to accept forgiveness. What do you need to release? What do you need to learn? These are very direct questions, and you will receive direct responses. If you are just beginning to translate soul language, you might receive only one or two words as your translation. That is quite all right. Use whatever information you have and put it into practice. Let me give you an example of asking for the root cause of a physical issue. If you have a problem with your muscles and ask what the root cause is, very often you will be told it is your stomach. That is exactly right. Issues with the muscles are often connected with the stomach or the digestive system. This is a direct connection, and you have the information you requested. The next step in healing your muscles is to ask what you need to do to heal your stomach. The response may include several actions. You may need to change the way you eat. You may need to change the amount you eat, the kinds of food you eat, or the time of day you eat. You may also be told that you need to strengthen your stomach energy or to release worry. These are just a few of the possibilities. Let me give you a word of caution about releasing emotions. Sometimes people say, "I am not going to worry. When something that triggers worry comes my way, I am simply not going to worry." Those who have tried this approach know it will not work. Instead, when you are aware that your response is to worry, transform the worry to confidence. Tell the worry that you love it. It has given you good messages in the past, but at this time, it is no longer needed. Invite worry to be transformed to light, or to confidence, relaxation, or calmness. The invitation to transform to another emotion is powerful. You are not just telling the worry to go away. You are being respectful. You are acknowledging that it has a soul, and you are inviting it to become a presence of something that is more powerful, something that will allow the energy and light to flow, something that will improve your physical well-being, and something that will improve every other aspect of your being. If you are a beginner at soul language and translation, you may not receive full sentences or paragraphs. However, you will definitely receive messages. Ask for more information. With the example of knee pain and the connection with your stomach, you might get the response, "food," when you ask how you can help your stomach. Now, there are many different possibilities connected with the word food, so you can simply begin asking questions. Would it help me to change what I eat? Then receive the answer and translate it. If the answer is yes, then you can ask more questions. If it is no, go to other questions. Little by little, the amount of information you receive will increase. Use the practices I have described. Do soul language and translation daily, and you will be delighted with the responses you receive. They are wonderful treasures from the soul world. I have given some examples dealing with your physical health. I have given some examples dealing with your soul journey. There are no limits on what you can ask. Just remember that your questions need to be about yourself, your soul journey, or other aspects of your life. If someone else has asked you to do soul language and translation for them, that is a wonderful service. However, if you have not been asked to do this, you must absolutely avoid asking about other people and their situations. If you are giving healing blessings and you want to know the best healing blessing to give, You can simply make that request. Dear soul, mind, and body of my soul language, please tell me the most important healing blessing too. As I have said, your soul language is a very pure channel of communication. It is connected with all levels of the soul world. Your soul language will know the appropriate healing blessing to offer. Your soul language and translation will improve with practice. You will experience many blessings in your life as you use these wonderful gifts. Develop this ability, and the universe is open to you. You are extremely blessed. Direct soul communication, also called direct flow. Another form of soul communication is what I call direct soul communication or direct flow. In direct soul communication, you receive direct messages from the divine, the highest saints, and the soul world. The messages you receive are in sentences or phrases that you can understand immediately. In direct soul communication, you will very often hear the words that are being given to you as the message. You may also simply open your mouth and the words will literally flow out. I call this allowing the divine, the highest saints, and the soul world to borrow your mouth. You do not think it through. You do not think at all. You simply open your mouth and speak the information that is coming through you. It literally is a message from the soul world, and the only thing that is yours is your voice, not the words or the message. How can you develop this ability? Say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my message center, I love you. Fully open to receive the message. Do a good job. Thank you. Then ask whomever in the soul world you wish to hear from, whatever it is you want to know. For example, you may want to speak with Surjamoni Pho. This is the Chinese name for Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of Buddhism. Dear Surjamoni Pho, I love you. Please send your answer to my message center. At the same time, send it to my head. Use my mouth and not my mind for speaking. Thank you. The message needs to be sent to your head so that your speech functions can operate. However, it is not your logical thinking that provides the answer. Surjamoni Pho has sent the answer to your message center. Surjamoni Pho is a universal servant. He will offer you service through direct soul communication. This is one way in which you can communicate with him and all the Buddhas, saints, and holy beings. You can ask Surjamoni Pho for guidance or a teaching. Simply ask with sincerity. For example, you can ask, Dear soul, mind, and body of Surjamoni Pho, I love you. Can you please offer me some guidance for my spiritual journey? You can ask for guidance each day by saying, Dear soul, mind, and body of Surjamoni Pho, I love you. Can you offer me some guidance for today? After you ask your question, be open to receive the response. Always close with respect and gratitude. How? 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you. These are two simple yet practical ways that you can use direct soul communication to communicate and receive messages from Sujo Moni Fo and all of the Buddhas, saints, holy beings, and healing angels in the soul world. You might also want to hear from your grandmother how she is doing. She may be in physical form, or she may have transitioned. It doesn't matter because this is soul communication. You can simply say, "Dear grandmother, I love you. How are you doing? What do you want to tell me? Please send your message to my message center. At the same time, send it to my head. Use my mouth and not my mind for speaking. Thank you." Speaking the message is very important. It is especially important for those who are just beginning. You may hear a response immediately. Speak the answer out loud anyway. We are so used to thinking things through silently that it is very easy to slip into that approach and assume that is a direct flow. When you speak the message out loud, you will be amazed that in most cases, there will be a difference from your thinking. Sometimes the message you speak out loud will be completely different. Allowing the soul world to borrow your mouth means that you are willing to speak the message out loud. Many people feel embarrassed when they first begin. Why? It is an honor and privilege to receive a direct message. It does not make sense to be embarrassed about this. However, I know that some people are. Once again, that is simply an issue of ego. Up to this point in your life, you may not have been comfortable talking about spiritual ideas. You may think that only special people can receive direct messages. You may think that you are not one of these special people. You may not feel comfortable being a special person. You might sense there is a responsibility that goes with this gift. There are many other possibilities. Release all of them. Say thank you to them. Invite them to transform to light. Invite them to increase your connection with the soul world. Invite them to increase your understanding of what a privilege direct flow is. The kinds of information you receive are without limit. Everything I described in the section on soul language and translation is also true for direct flow. You can ask questions about your soul journey, about your physical health, or about attachments you need to release. Through direct flow, you can receive information about anything that is part of your life. Let me add a word of caution. Direct flow is not a replacement for thinking and decision-making. For example, if you are buying incense, use your logical thinking and decision-making ability to make your choice. You do not need to do a direct flow to guide you. Would you ask God and the highest saints which kind of incense they want you to buy? No. Just make the decision yourself. If you really want to do a flow on this issue, it would be appropriate to ask the soul of the incense. Ask the incense which one would serve you the best. Which one is the best to come to your home at this time? You could get the response that all of them want to come. This puts you right back where you started. You will still have to use your logical thinking and normal decision-making process. Direct flow is a wonderful treasure. If you are communicating with the divine, you are actually receiving direct teachings from the divine. This is amazing. You are being tutored in your soul journey by the divine. The quality of response you receive is profound. The resulting transformation is profound. The increase in your soul standing is significant. You have this priceless opportunity every day. I strongly recommend that you set aside a particular time in your day to sit down in stillness and do direct soul communication. There is no greater treasure. There is no more powerful and profound teaching that you can receive. It is an expression of the unbelievable generosity of the divine to give us this opportunity to receive the teachings needed for our own individual soul journey. Who could imagine such a gift? You can do this every day. You can do this more often throughout the day. However, I recommend that you set aside a particular time when you can do this on a daily basis. Setting a particular time is important because you are expressing your respect, love, and gratitude. You are demonstrating that you realize this is sacred, that it is the greatest treasure that you can receive. If you do direct soul communication for a few minutes here and there at random throughout the day, you are not sending the same message. You are not showing the same respect. There will be times when you can also communicate throughout the day in addition to doing your regular set practice. That is quite all right. As you do a daily practice of direct soul communication, your frequency will become more and more aligned with divine frequency. Eventually, you will begin to live in a condition of direct communication. You will become aware that you are receiving flows throughout the day, even though you may not have asked a direct question. You will eventually live your day in connection with divine presence. Most people who are serious about the soul journey have this as a goal. Living in connection to divine presence is a treasure that is beyond words. It simply cannot be described. Your soul will experience great joy and gratitude. The divine will also be grateful. Remember that the divine is an unconditional universal servant. Serving you in this way is a delight for the divine. When you dedicate time every day to practice, you will accelerate your soul journey more than you can imagine. There are not many other things you can do to bring about such rapid and deep transformation. You can also communicate daily with the highest saints. You may have special guides, saints, angels, or other holy beings who are important in your life. Practice in the same way. Set aside a time during the day to do direct soul communication with them. You might not spend more than 15 minutes communicating with the divine and with your guides. Those 15 minutes are the most important 15 minutes in your day. Of course, it is also an honor and privilege to be tutored by the highest saints. Very often, followers of a particular tradition think, it would have been wonderful to have lived at the same time as Buddha, Jesus, Mohammed, or whoever. That is true, but you are not limited. You can ask any of them a question and receive a direct response. You can have a daily conversation, a conversation directly connected to your journey. The responses you receive to your questions will be absolute treasures of wisdom, healing, rejuvenation, blessing, and transformation. Some of you will be wondering how exactly to do this. Let me review the process with you. Sit on the floor or a cushion in a full lotus or half lotus position, or with simply crossed legs, or sit on a chair without touching the back of the chair. Put the tip of your tongue near the roof of your mouth. Put your left hand over your message center. Put your right hand in the prayer position. Visualize your message center as full of golden light, rainbow light, or purple light. Visualize the one to whom you will give your question. Then say hello. Dear, say the person's name. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please give me the guidance I need for this day. My question is, ask your question now. I am very grateful. Thank you. Chant Sansan Jolyo Bayawu 3 times and then allow it to become soul language. When your awareness shifts, stop the soul language and begin to speak in flow, the answer to your question. Record it. This is the process. It is very simple. Remain completely relaxed. Keep your focus on the one in the soul world whom you have asked for a teaching. Whatever you receive, speak that message. Very often, the first word you receive will be the. This may not seem like a high-level spiritual teaching. However, when you trust what you receive and you say the out loud, it is like turning on a faucet. You will start the flow. Your willingness to say the first word will turn on the faucet, and other words will follow. You may get a sentence. You may get 2 or 3 sentences. Whatever you receive is a gift from the divine, from the soul world, from whomever you ask the question. Be sure to express your gratitude. Avoid comparing yourself to others. Making a comparison is a form of complaining. Complaining is a very good way to stop all progress on your soul journey. It is a very good way to stop the improvement of your flow. Avoid complaining. Replace your inclination to compare or complain with total gratitude. Whatever you receive in flow is a response tailor-made for you. If you receive one word, that is a treasure. Think of the millions and billions of people who have never received a direct word from the divine. One word is an honor and a privilege. It is to be received with gratitude. Practice gratitude. Practice flowing, and your abilities will increase. I cannot emphasize enough how important these responses are. Continuing to practice is actually a manifestation of your gratitude. If you quit practicing, if you give up, your actions express unhappiness. They are a form of complaining. Continue to practice diligently and devotedly. You will be amazed and delighted by the results. Some of you may take more time to develop fluency in doing direct flows. That is quite all right. Continue to be grateful. Continue to practice. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you.